This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a new week here at the Superhuman Nation. We're going to be talking about some diagnostic process today that everybody needs to know about, especially the ladies, but this is going to interest the men as well. Before we get started, I want to mention that Superior Peptides is having a blowout sale exclusively to the Superhuman Nation. Right now, you can get 30% off all peptides and research chemicals and save free shipping on all orders over $75. So you get 30% off anything you order, but if your order exceeds $75, you get free shipping on top of it. Use the coupon code SHR30. That's all caps, one string of characters, SHR30. Check it out. I'm being joined by Chip Gilmore. How you doing, Chip?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
A lot of people don't know about thermography, and quite frankly, they should. And we're going to talk about a lot of the reasons why they should.
Yeah.
How long has thermography been around? And explain it in the simplest terms. I mean that the average person would understand how this works.
Okay. Well, first of all, the thing to understand is it's been around for probably initial early usages of some type of thermography, maybe since the 1950s. Then the 1970s, they were using another version of the technology. They actually did a pretty extensive breast cancer study with various different types of imaging, mammography and thermography. And in the 70s, thermography just did not perform very well. There's a number of reasons for that. One is the technology wasn't right.
I was just going to say, it probably wasn't it was the technology more than anything else.
Yeah, that was a big part of the problem. The other part was they really didn't know how to interpret it. But, you know, you fast forward 30, 40 years, and the technology is much better, the interpretation, the protocols, so it's much more effective than what it was. However, when you ask, you know, the typical gynecologist, is this effective, or if you look on the Internet, you'll find a lot of times when thermography is dismissed, it's based on those 1970s studies. That's what they almost always go back to, rather than looking at some of the newer studies. But there have been studies done in the last decade where it's shown to be effective. But the basic premise of thermography is that when our bodies have problems, it creates inflammation, and inflammation radiates out of the body as infrared heat. And then this is just a highly sensitive camera that detects infrared. It's able to detect temperature differences in the body to hundredths of a degree. And so it's completely non-invasive. I like to call it the green screening. And it's measuring what's coming off. It's literally getting your picture taken. Nothing touches your body. There's no radiation, nothing like that.
That's an important thing, a distinction here. It's passive.
Yes.
It's not shooting beams at you. It's not shooting radiation at you. It's just it's as passive as taking a photograph. These are basically CCD chip cameras, but their ability to see different wavelengths is different than the type that you would use, let's say, to record your daughter's figure skating competition or something like that. So they're just cameras, and you know, we're talking about using them as a diagnostic tool, but they're being used in lots of different areas of industry. Firefighters use them to see through smoke-filled buildings to find human beings.
Right.
Thermography is a really well understood now, evolved technology, very, very reliable. And I want to mention something. And tell me if this is true or not. This is my understanding. If a woman were to go for a mammogram, which there's lots of debate on the safety of mammograms, never mind the discomfort of having your breast squished between a plastic vise to begin with. Isn't it true that if something suspicious is seen in a mammogram, that the patient is then required to go for a thermogram to determine what this is? Is that true? That's the next non-invasive step?
Well, no, actually, it would probably be the reverse. I think if a mammogram shows something, they might be referred to get like an ultrasound or something like that.
Okay, okay. Not a thermogram. Okay, I thought they would request to have a thermogram done if something was suspicious in a mammogram. But you're saying the next step would be ultrasound.
Well, honestly, it probably depends on the area of the country you're coming from. You know, where we are trying to educate women about thermography, it's very conservative medically. You know, you can go to some states where insurance covers thermography. They're using it in the hospitals. But in that case, it might be more like what you're saying. A doctor would refer for a thermogram to get more information. But here in Louisville, I guess I'm more basing that on my experience. It's, you know, unless a doctor is truly integrative, they probably wouldn't refer for the thermogram. But in other parts of the country, Florida, California, Connecticut, it's different.
But thermography is not exclusively used just for mammograms. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to stay with mammograms just for a second.
Sure.
Are thermograms accepted by insurance companies?
Again, it depends on which part of the country you're in. When we first opened in 2011, the state of Connecticut had just passed a law where it was required to cover thermography. And there's other states that are kind of following suit, but again, those states are a little bit more progressive, open-minded, I guess. Kentucky's just not there yet, or Louisville specifically, I should say. But some states will cover it. But if you look at different like cancer plans and things like that, a lot of times supplemental plans will cover thermography. But in general, the prices, you know, that's one of the reasons why the price has been kept pretty low.
Because there's no insurance participation, which I think is wonderful, by the way, that the prices are, and we're going to discuss pricing a little bit later. But getting back to the insurance, can a doctor prescribe thermography over a mammogram for a woman? Say, this is what I want, and if so, would the insurance company be more compelled to accept it?
Yes, in that case, definitely.
And under what conditions could a doctor justify saying, I want thermography done instead of a mammogram?
It's hard to say. The standard of care that's accepted is the mammography. So it would be pretty rare for a doctor to do, they need to cover their backsides.
Right.
We've talked with a number that like thermography, but they just don't recommend it because it's not the standard of care that's accepted. And so they, you know, in order to cover their rear end from insurance, you know, a lot of times they're recommending things that they themselves might not do or, you know, something like that.
Right, right. Okay. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about other uses of thermography. I was amazed when Elisa came home and told me and showed me the brochure. I was astonished on the variety of diagnostic tests ability that thermography presents. We're talking with Chip Gilmore. If you want to learn more about thermography, you can go to it's a breast research awareness. Is that what it is?
Yes, and that's the name of our company is BRAWS, but it's an acronym. It stands for Breast Research Awareness and Support. And the website is just breastresearchawareness.com.
So women can go there, but we're going to be talking about a broader broader types of diagnostic tools, men can benefit from thermography as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Chip Gilmore. And we're talking about thermography as a diagnostic tool. And you know what? It's priced right. You don't have to go to your insurance company to get their approval to use thermography, which is probably a benefit at this point in time. I don't know how long that's going to last. But more importantly, the variety of different things that it can actually detect. So let's talk about cancers first. Is thermography successful at detecting things like tumors?
Yes, absolutely. Again, it's going to be... It's looking at the inflammation. So if there is a tumor that's going to cause inflammation, which a lot of times they do, then yes, it's going to detect it. We have to be very careful how we state what it can do. The FDA is very restrictive on what we're allowed to say. So we're not technically, like let's say, for example, that there is a breast cancer, inflammatory breast cancer. We've seen several cases of those. It's not detectable by mammography because it doesn't develop into a lump. But it's very, obvious what it is with thermography, but technically we're not allowed to say it's diagnostic. What it is it finds dysfunction within the body, and then you would have to go and have it diagnosed, I guess, at your doctor.
So in other words, there are types of cancers that perhaps thermography may not detect if there is not some sort of localized edema. Is that right?
Yes. Like, for example, it's not going to be a very good test for, like, anything in the brain. It just can't see through the skull.
Okay.
It's not going to be very good just because of the location within the body, like prostate cancer.
Right.
It's not going to be good for that.
And I would imagine anything in the viscera as well, it's probably not going to be able to detect.
Probably. It's outstanding for looking at your organs.
Okay.
Excellent for the thyroid, finding dysfunction there. Excellent for the lymph system. In fact, I would go so far as to say it's probably, for visualizing the condition of your lymph system, it's probably the best screening there is. But, you know, we find problems in the colon. We find problems with the liver, the kidneys, stomach issues, heart, lungs, and obviously muscular issue, tissue issues, different things like that.
Okay, so what about the thyroid? Let's talk a little bit more about that. So if you look at a thyroid using thermography, are healthy thyroids warmer looking versus dysfunctional thyroids being colder looking?
No. Like sometimes you'll have a healthy thyroid should basically look the same temperature as the surrounding tissue.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a problem, most of the time it's going to create inflammation. Sometimes it could be underactive and appear cool, but most of the time it's going to appear as inflammation. So it comes across as hotter. And we, you know, I don't read and interpret myself. We have
right.
medical doctors that do all that. But typically, you know, I've gotten to the point where I can say, okay, this person probably has something going on with their thyroid.
Right, but a skilled radiologist is going to interpret these. Nobody that's who ultimately has the final say-so on this. I understand it. So you're not making a diagnosis or a distinction.
Right.
But you've been around this long enough to see them come back.
Yeah.
Where, well, this one ended up with this and that. I understand. So we want to make sure people understand that you're not interpreting them. You're just actually shooting them, let's say.
Yeah, and let me give you another, just speaking of the thyroid, because, you know, this one hits close to home. My wife had a couple of nodules on her thyroid that, you know, her doctor wanted to have them biopsied. So we called our interpretation service, you know, that sends our reports to the various doctors, and we just asked, look, can this tell us if these nodes are benign or malignant? And they said, yes, that is something that thermography is very helpful in discerning. You know, if it's a hot node, it's one way. If it's a cool node, it's the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we went ahead and took the scan, sent them in. It came back, you know, benign, according to thermography, and we opted not to have, you know, the painful biopsy.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. And obviously, this is a great first-line method of trying to detect something before you do some more invasive procedure. So, okay, so we've established the thyroid. The what about the heart? What can you actually do with the heart? That was interesting to me. I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Yeah, we actually have an image up in our office where it's an image of a man, and right over his heart, it's very cool. And what was happening there was he had a blockage.
I was just going to say lack of blood flow.
Yeah, lack of blood flow. So, it's just, you know, and it's different from the other side. You know, if both sides look exactly the same, it's probably not a problem. But when you have a blue area, which is, you know, when you're looking at the image, you've got warmer colors for hot areas and cooler colors, like blue would be for cool. But right over that heart area, it's blue, and there was a problem with blood flow.
Now, one of the interesting things that occurred during Elise's thermography that she actually talked about briefly on Friday's show
mm-hmm.
was Elise has been complaining about back pain in between her shoulder blades.
Yeah.
And in fact was getting ready to get a massage this week as a result of that because it's been so consistent, the pain, that it started to really distract her. And I would try to massage it a little bit. And it didn't feel, you know, so you always hear people say, oh, I can tell there's a knot there. There's no knots there. I mean, the muscle doesn't feel torqued, tweaked, or anything like that. Ironically, when she went for her thermography, they did do a picture of her back. And the technician who did the thermogram for her said, do you have any pain right there? And she said, yes. And so there was a general edema, I guess, associated with this area. So it radiated hotter than the tissue around it.
Right.
Is this common? Can you detect painful areas with thermography?
Yes, and that's especially with back pain, really pain anywhere. Thermography is excellent for that. It will find pinpoint myofascial trigger points. We've had a case, there was a lady that had been through chiropractic, a number of different type health practitioners to try to figure out where pain was coming from in her back. The thermography showed an area of inflammation between two particular vertebrae, that led to helping her
treatment.
And figuring out exactly where it was coming from. So,
now,
yes.
I have to believe that neurologically based pain, like certain myalgias, would not show up. Am I correct on that?
Possibly. I don't really know how to answer that question. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Only because I think that myalgias are not necessarily associated with any type of inflammation or edema, but instead the nerves themselves are acting like they sense pain and sending this information back to the brain. And that's why I just assume that a myalgia may not show up. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, what about joints, the complex joints like the shoulder and the hip and so on? I think Elisa told me that you have the ability to detect a complex joint like the shoulder to pinpoint where the pain is actually coming from. Because a lot of times pain radiates away from its actual central position, right?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
So talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, for example, I had a I thought I had a groin pull a while back, but you know, the actual pain was, it took a couple days, but then that nerve started wrapping around the back of my hip and into my lower back. So it turns out it wasn't a groin pull; it was actually a nerve that was having some problems coming from the back. But yeah, a lot of times. Thermography can be helpful in pinpointing the source of pain. Sometimes you can see, you know, where nerves are irritated or things like that. You can see them kind of radiating out. But it is very useful for, you know, detecting exactly where pain is coming from. And sometimes it can be deceptive as to, you know, where exactly that is. So thermography can be very helpful for that.
So for like shoulder impingements, a lot of people have shoulder impingements. When the muscle becomes impinged, it becomes agitated, so to speak, by the joint and by the flexion. This is something that could be detected as well?
Yes.
Like rotator cuff issues, those types of things, you can see that deep into the shoulder?
Yes. That kind of thing is going to radiate out. Thermography is very helpful for diagnosing arthritis, other type issues. We've actually done some, just for fun, we thought, well, let's go to, we worked with a chiropractor one day to see, we had different people coming in for pain. And so we were taking imaging of shoulders, backs, but we did a before and after. So we did the before image, they went and were adjusted, and 10 minutes later we took another image, and almost without, I would say 80% of people showed probably about an 80% decrease in inflammation, like significant. So it was helpful once they got that relief and the muscles and joints and things were back where they were supposed to be, then a lot of the inflammation went away.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's do this. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to start to talk about something totally different that you wouldn't think about. This is the one that astonished me. But certain toxicities can be detected with thermography. Is that correct?
You'll have to
be more specific. I will. And yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Chip Gilmore about thermography. This is really an astounding technology that can be used by just about anybody, I predict. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to
to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello.
Welcome back. We're talking about thermography with Chip Gilmore. The website is breastresearchawareness.com. Thermography's primary use is for, well, to detect masses in the breasts, kind of like an adjunct to mammography, except it's passive and it's a lot less painful. And also, women don't have to get disrobed in front of anybody. You literally stand, you know, behind the wall, so to speak, or a curtain when you're having thermography done. So for those out there who are a little more shy, this may be better suited for you. But there was something else that was interesting that I noticed when Elisa came back. And she said that there was a picture of a woman who had aspartame poisoning, and you could see the aspartame in the body. And we know that aspartame can cause breast tumors. They've removed masses from women's breasts that were there was nothing in them but concentrations of aspartame, which is startling to me. How can you? So what else? Talk about how the camera can see aspartame.
Well, what was happening is this was a, you know, aspartame can be very addictive, and this was a woman that was drinking Diet Cokes to the tune of, you know, 9 to 10 a day. And she just had systemic inflammation. Like, you almost could not see what was going on in her body because the inflammation was just everywhere. Like, her, there were no cool spots. You know, it was just all hot. So, actually, the founder of Braz, her name is Linda Bamber, was the one that took that initial image, and she said, look, she started asking some questions, figured out this lady was a Diet Coke addict. And so she took her, got her to go off of Diet Coke cold turkey for the next 10 days. And she came back in and had her images taken, same settings on the camera, everything. And it was probably about, again, about 75% reduction in inflammation overall by just getting off of the Diet Cokes, the aspartame. So when those toxins are, you know, overloading our system, it's going to create that systemic inflammation.
Well, now let's talk about this for a second. So we know that things like aspartame accumulate in the body.
Right.
And if they are causing enough edema and inflammation to register to see on a thermogram, then people should be concerned about that, because we know that the majority of chronic diseases today are related in one way or another to inflammation, chronic inflammation. What other materials that are used in foods can act the same way and cause that level of inflammation in the body where you can see it with thermography?
Well, anything at that, you know, you're taking at that level, but basically anything that's a, not natural, it's not a food. There's a, you know, there's a lot of people, know this is controversial, but they're concerned about genetically modified foods. The pesticides, food coloring, you know, we know of people that have, you know, had ADD, for example, that once they cleaned up their diet, you know, the food dyes were causing, this one particular, guy that I know, he's older now, but you know, when he was younger, he couldn't even sit down at the table to eat with his family. Once they cleaned up his diet, he was a normal kid. So, you know, things like that, the chemical sweeteners, sugar itself is a problem, chronic stress. You know, we had an interesting lady that came in on her way in for her thermogram. Her car actually spun out. She ended up in a ditch. She was inflamed all over just because of that fear. So fear and stress can create problems like that. But, you know, certainly the toxins that we add to our food, the pesticides. Thermography can show estrogen overload. That will show up very clearly. That can be implicated in future breast cancer as well. So it can definitely see a number of different problems when our systems are out of balance.
This is really intriguing to me because I wonder how many people, okay, I'd love to come in and get thermography done of my entire body to
sure.
pinpoint where I have inflammation. Can you do an entire body or do you have to do it in sections, you know, torso, legs, and or something like that?
No, we do full body thermograms. And in fact, you know, like sports thermography is very big now. But we've had a number of different men come in. You know, when men come in, I'll do the thermograms for them. We had a guy that, I've had a couple guys that were almost crawling in here. They didn't know what was going on, but thermography, I'll give you one example. One guy had just a number of different problems that were all just making his health miserable. He was in bed most of the day. But one of the issues thermography found was it showed a cool streak across the back of his neck. Well, the MRI had shown nothing there. An X-ray had shown nothing. But there was one doctor who figured out by having him actually do a moving X-ray that his vertebrae from a car accident were in place, but they were twisted like you'd be wringing out a rag. So again, that was creating restriction there. But it was something that the thermography picked up that other tests did not. Now, it wasn't diagnostic, didn't say exactly what it was, but it pinpointed there's a problem right here. Another thing on that particular guy was his calves was just, totally on fire, inflamed. And the other one was much cooler. And the problem there was his posture was compensating for something in his body. He was putting something like 65% of his weight on one leg, and it was creating that inflammation. So it's interesting some of the different things that it can find, but yeah, absolutely. We can do the whole body screenings, and you never know what it's going to find.
So how can an athlete use thermography to perhaps make better progress in their athletic performance? Let's say you have a strength athlete or an endurance athlete, and they want to employ thermography, not necessarily because they've got a problem, but so that they could take advantage of what they can learn from thermography to enhance their training or their recovery?
That's an interesting question. You know, most of what we focus on here is problems, but certainly you could look at recovery. You can look at muscular issues. You can look at, again, inflammation, what's happening to the body as a result of workouts and different things.
How far? I know that Elisa was told not to train the morning of her thermography.
Right.
Because this would probably cause residual edema just from the workout, right?
Yes.
So theoretically, if a guy was training, let's say he did a certain exercises that morning, in what window of time would he be able to come in and see the resulting damage as edema, obviously, muscle breakdown, from that workout?
You know, if you wanted to see something like that, you would probably want to do some images before the workout to get kind of a baseline to know, hey, this is what I look like when I haven't just finished working out. And then, you know, if you wanted to do a workout and see what is that doing to my body, you would work out, and then just as soon as possible, you would want to do the imaging.
So within hours or within minutes?
I would say within minutes.
Really?
Now if you're looking for a problem, you wouldn't want something like that type of inflammation to obscure any underlying problems. You know, so for example, we had a lady that wanted to see what was going on in her lungs. but she had so much overlying muscular inflammation that we couldn't see the lungs.
Mm.
So, you know, in her case, she probably needs to do something like a chiropractic adjustment, something to help reduce that inflammation in her back so that you can actually see through and see what's going on in the lungs.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm assuming that taking analgesics is not the right thing to do if you're going for thermography. Is that correct?
There's probably very few things we tell people not to take. I can call and ask on that. You know, if anybody has a question about something like that, I always call the doctors and just ask them directly. But they don't tell us to tell people not to do that, interestingly enough. If there's a problem, you know, it's still going to show in some degree or another. You know, the main things that there are certain things that will absolutely throw a thermogram off. Smoking, for example, will throw off a breast thermogram. If a woman is pregnant or nursing, that just completely, you just can't get an accurate breast imaging. So, but as far as the analgesics, you know, they haven't told us to tell people not to do that. But we always note that and let them know if someone is on something.
Yeah, because I have to believe that if you're using things like I use every day, I use white willow bark, curcumin. Obviously, I use a omega-3 supplement. I don't use fish oil anymore as mm-hmm. much. I use krill oil now because it's just better on my stomach. Turmeric, and ginger. I drink ginger extract as tea in the morning. All of these things have anti-inflammatory and analgesic benefits that are good for you. But I have to believe that if I'm squelching that pain, I'm also reducing the edema and thus the radiating heat that would be picked up by a thermogram. That's the only reason why I asked that.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, that's probably accurate. The only thing it probably is a good idea if you know you're taking something that's an anti-inflammatory, maybe to lay off of it. There's probably still going to be some type of display. It may be reduced, but you're still probably going to see some something coming from a particular area. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. 'Cause it's going to reduce inflammation in the entire body, so
exactly,
those areas will still appear hotter than tissue that had no inflammation to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about pricing because this is really important, and this is something that I was shocked about. You can go to breastresearchawareness.com. We're also going to talk about business opportunities. Those of you out there who are looking to do something unique in 2014, there may be an opportunity to get into the thermography business in your town. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop.
simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscle. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking about thermography. What's the price range of thermography, and what does it cover? I mean, if you go in for your breasts, it seems like they'll shoot a larger area if you ask them to. Is that right?
Sure. It's $185 for... a breast screening that includes a look at the lymph system, you know, at the base of the neck, under the arms. The doctors will almost always comment on that. That we do include a back image on there, although it's pretty rare. Unless there's something that's really glaring, a doctor will comment on the back if he's just doing a breast imaging. We do an upper body for $275. That includes, you know, everything basically from the pubic line up to the top of the head. It can find, you know, problems in the mouth. Actually, that's something that I think people need to know about. There's doctors that have found correlations between cancer in the body and infection that sits down in the mouth, whether it's from like a root canal or having teeth pulled or something. Thermography is excellent for that. We have doctors that will send people to us just to look at their mouth and to monitor the progress of problems there.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, there's one doctor that I think he's in Tennessee, but we've had some people that have gone down to him. He said he's never found a cancer in the body without a corresponding dental problem.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. There's one doctor that sent quite a few people to us just to look at the mouth, and we'll do it, you know, if you're just doing a couple images of the mouth, we do that for a little bit cheaper. That's like $125. Doctor's name is Fred Hughes. I think he's out of North Carolina. He's got a book out called Am I Dead or Do I Just Feel Like It?
Do I Just Smell That Way? No.
Yeah, right. So, and then we can do a full body, and that's, we look at everything, you know, feet, arms, hands, abdomen, breast if you're a woman, chest if you're a man, back. So yeah, it just looks at everything, and that's $375.
If I were to set up and get a thermography done by you for my entire body, I would want to put it up on the website to let everybody see.
Yeah.
What is seen. Is it best that I take off from the gym for a while before doing that, or could I, you know, train the day before and come in the next morning?
Yeah, that should be fine.
I want to see the aches and, I mean, I have some aches and pains. I'm assuming that you'll be able to see them with thermography. It'd be interesting to see what I look like. I have a feeling I'm going to look like a Christmas tree, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I've got so many little dings and nicks over the years from training so hard.
Right. Yeah, it'll definitely show damage. If you've done some damage, it'll definitely show up.
I tore the bicep, femoris, and semitendinous off of the left, off the bone. I think they call that an avulsion, and I did not have surgery to reattach them because for a variety of reasons that I've talked about openly on the show. But that's pretty much that's several months old. I can't imagine that would still show any type of edema. I got to believe the bone is healed and the retraction is about 6 centimeters, so the muscles have found a home where they seem to be comfortable now. Well, would that show up as well, you think?
I wouldn't be surprised if it showed up.
Really?
I wouldn't be. You know, we had a guy that had some knee surgeries, you know, a couple years ago that was still showing some inflammation down in there. So you just never know. I mean, your body might have adjusted and regulated or could still be showing some inflammation there. It's just you never really know until you see it.
I want to see what my hips and gluteus minimus look like on the back. Because I've been on hormone replacement therapy since 2007, and over the years I've learned to go from my hips to my legs to my hips to my legs, and I recently had to switch back to my legs because my hips have just gotten so darn painful from the injection sites. I got to believe that my hips have to look like DEFCON, you know, 9 when you take a picture of them from the back because of the injections that I've done over the years.
Yeah, quite possibly. You know, again, I would say if something's had that much activity and invasion into that tissue, yeah, it's probably going to definitely show some inflammation there.
Why hasn't thermography? I have an opinion about this, and I have to say it's probably lobbying done by industries that make the very, very expensive mammography machines. But why hasn't thermography become a more accepted first line, non-invasive detection method for women who are, instead of going for a mammogram, which everybody knows about, and women hate going for mammograms. They hate having their boobs put in a plastic vise.
Right. Yeah, well, there's a number of reasons for that. One of the things that women don't know is that, for example, Breast Cancer Awareness Month was started by a chemical manufacturing company called Zeneca or AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca, yeah.
And, you know, AstraZeneca produces tamoxifen,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the leading breast cancer drugs. They're really not.
Which, by the way, by the way, anastrozole works much better than tamoxifen. But go ahead. You're right.
They're just not that interested in preventing breast cancer. They want to diagnose it and treat it because tamoxifen's making almost $1 billion a year.
Wow.
Yeah, I looked at numbers in 2007. It's like 800 million back then. I'm sure it's increased. But women don't get any knowledge about prevention. It's all just about get your mammogram, which is a whole other story about whether or not, just how effective that is. But here's the thing about thermography is if I wanted to design a study where thermography would fail and look bad, I know how to do that, and I've seen studies where that's done. If you take a single image, thermography will have, of the breast, I'm just talking about the breast here, it will be about a 50% success rate in identifying problems.
And is that why they put those boobs in a vise and squish them like that? In other words, when you do thermography, it's more of a natural hanging breast.
Yes.
So you need to take an approach that you would for a three-dimensional picture. You got to take a front shot and some side shots.
Insides, yes. You have to take all those shots.
Right.
But people need to understand that the strength of thermography is when you have images that are compared over time. If I just do a single imaging, it's not as effective. You know, the first year that women start doing thermograms, it's very important that they get a second one 90 days later to establish a baseline, because thermography is excellent at detecting change in the breast. The breasts are remarkably stable. The thermal fingerprint doesn't change. There's only two ways it's going to change. One, if you're actively doing things, supplements, or there's things that you can do for your lymph system. If you're actively doing things to make them healthier, they will change. Or if you are, if you have a serious problem, then there's going to be change. So, you know, if you want, and that's the problem with doctors' opinions, is they see these studies where maybe a single image was done, and there's no comparison over time to see change. So thermography doesn't perform as well. But when it's used, it truly is a screening. When it's used over time, it is excellent at picking up the first signs of problems in a breast.
Let's do this, because I'm being signaled. Let me take one last break. When we come back, I want to talk about bras, okay? This is the franchise that you participate in. And maybe you can tell people out there who are looking for something different to do in 2014 how they may participate by becoming a thermography center in their own area. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So let's say this is the year you said to yourself that you want to change things up for yourself. You got a little cash aside. And you want to invest it. You want to get into a different line of work where you actually help people. Maybe thermography is for you. So, Chip, explain the process with who is Braz and how can people start their own thermography business?
Well, to answer the first question, who is Braz? Braz is a franchise started by naturopathic doctor Linda Bamber. She has a mission to help women prevent breast cancer. So thermography fits into an overall plan of what we do. We sell products. For example, we have a homemade deodorant that we sell to help women get off antiperspirants. So it's just part of an overall prevention program. We do a lot of educating. Every woman that comes in for a thermogram will talk about what we see on their imaging. If their lymphs are out of system, we talk about dry brushing, some other things that they can do to address that. So there's a big education component to what Braz does in helping women reduce their risk. That's what we're all about, and thermography fits into that overall plan. And then the second question is, if someone's interested in opening a franchise in their area, I think there is a website. I haven't been on it a while, but I'm pretty sure it's brazfranchise.com. So brazfranchise.com. And there may also be a link to that from our primary website, which is breastresearchawareness.com.
What kind of money does somebody have to come with if they want to get into the thermography business?
Minimum $55,000. That covers your equipment purchase, your camera, your computer, and different diagnostic things. And then there's a franchise fee in there as well. So $55,000 would be your minimum. And then you just want to have some money for
marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah,
decorating the office. I mean, different things like that. So,
would you say like about $75,000 would really be a good number to roll into the project with?
Yes.
And how long have you been doing it at your location?
We've been doing it 3 years, almost exactly.
So, at what point do you feel that it becomes? In other words, everybody has to be realistic about the return on investment period and how long it takes to develop relationships and start getting business. Do you think that after a couple years in the business, if you're doing all the right things, you should be well healed by then?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, we were profitable in our third year, but again, we're in a difficult market. I mean, we're having to do a lot of marketing and educating women about what this is. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves fighting against doctors. We have some that are wonderful that work with us that love thermography, but others are very hostile to it. But different parts of the country are going to be different and much more open. Doctors that, you know, we have a couple doctors here where we will go in and do mobile thermography at their place. But it's, you know, it's hard finding those doctors that want to bring that in. But other parts of the country, you might be much more successful, much more quickly because people are just more educated. They're more open about integrative alternative ideas and things like that.
I wonder if someone contacted the parent group that does the franchise, if they can tell them if their location is more fertile, for instance.
They might be able to, but I mean, you could, you know, just some common sense. I mean, there's just some areas where,
like the big cities are probably better, you know?
Yes.
And because they have larger populations, they'll probably support more, facilities that do thermography, where a small town is going to be tougher for a couple reasons. They're not as progressive and they probably have a smaller population that's only going to support a couple thermography centers.
Right. And actually, there was a guy that opened a bras franchise, I want to say North Carolina, maybe it was South Carolina, but his business just exploded out of the blocks. He was probably profitable in his first year. And now he was very good at marketing, but still, I mean, he was doing, you know, 40 thermograms a month. In his first, within 6 months of opening. So he was, you know, it's a part of the country that you're in, but you can do very well very quickly.
Does it pay to locate yourself close to hospitals? I think you're up on DuPont, right, in Louisville?
Yes.
And you're pretty close to a lot of the hospitals. Did that make it more beneficial, you think, location like that?
That's kind of what we felt, but...
In retrospect?
Yeah, in retrospect, you know, we want to be more convenient to women. We're actually going to be moving in the next month to an area that's just high traffic. We'll have some road frontage, easier for women to get in and out. We're going to have some seminar and workshop space to really focus on the education. Maybe that's helpful, but some people feel like, no, you maybe want to distance yourself from that a little bit to let people know that, you know, this, you're different. You're not, you know, our focus is finding root causes more than just, you know, slapping a drug on something.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to try to set something up with you to come in and have a whole body done, and then we'll release it to the audience, and maybe you can come back on and talk about it, you know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, because obviously this is not for medical purposes. So I don't need a radiologist to interpret anything. We could just
right.
kind of just say, hey, you know, it looks like your shoulders really do suck, don't they?
Sure.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. All right, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all this information. And I'd like to request that people start asking their doctors, ladies, when it's time for your annual mammogram, ask your doctor if you can get a thermogram, even if your doctor says no. You know, one of the things I found out, Chip, was the price of mammograms is so expensive, and even to the insurance company, it's expensive. So, you know, the insurance company has this shenanigans game where a mammogram may be full retail, let's say, for lack of better terms, is $1,000. But the insurance company only pays $220, and they write the rest off. That's still a $220 mammogram. The insurance company has these inflated prices that they play with to make people feel like they can't live without health insurance. That's the whole purpose of that.
Right.
For $185, you can get your own thermogram done.
Yeah.
And I'd start asking doctors, you know, let the doctor tell you, you know, it's not good, they're not effective, and you say, well, I happen to think that they are, and can you get me into a thermogram center instead? And even if they say no, if more people start doing that, doctors will start going, well, I guess maybe I need to start thinking more about thermograms because people are asking for it.
Well, yes, that is very helpful if women will ask because their doctors will start referring to us. Quite frankly, we get a lot of women who or doctors that will refer to us when they have women who just flat out refuse to get a mammogram, either because they've had a bad experience or they don't want the radiation or whatever. But also, you know, women need to understand they don't have to have a doctor's referral. I mean, they can just book an appointment directly with us. They don't have to have a doctor's permission to do this.
Yeah, I like that. Chip, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow, we'll have it's Tuesday, we'll have Rob Regish on. We will perform the Blueprint Power Hour, so tune in then.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.